Good morning. The last time that I stood before this group of people was probably about 2004, something like that. I'm getting my helpers out of my pocket. I'm sorry. I've been asked about how long are you preaching today? 2 hours? I said, no. About 10 minutes? No. Does this come up, Mike? I really want to preach as long as God wants me to. See, it's not about me. That's because of my eyes. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. And I really want to start out with one verse today that I heard a message on several weeks ago, and the message was based on 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, maybe 4, but it goes along with what Pastor Mike says. And it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him, who called us by His own glory and goodness. You see, so He has given us already all we need. But my friends, if we do not seek Him, we will not find Him. I started this working on this, and we've all heard of acrostics. Well, all of a sudden it says acrostic for hope. H. Hear God. O, obey God. P, pray to God. And E, exalt God. Now those aren't mine. That was given to me by, I believe, the Lord Himself. Okay. See, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly live on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking. Let's pray. Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for your word. May we hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our minds, open our hearts that we might grow closer to you. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Pastor Mike asked me if I would like to preach on the 29th, and I got to thinking, that's Advent. That starts Advent. And so many people don't understand what Advent is. So being the person that I am, I broke open the dictionaries, and Webster says Advent, the period beginning four Sundays before Christmas and observed by some Christians as a season of prayer and fasting. I have a small dictionary in my Bible, and it says Advent is Christ's coming through the virgin birth to minister and promote salvation. And there is four candles: hope, peace, joy, and love. But today we talk about hope. So the question I ask is, who or what do you put your hope in? Strong's exhaustive concordance lists hope 68 times in the Old Testament, 22 in the Psalms, 7 in Proverbs, and the New Testament lists it 58 times. So it is an important word, but as the ladies read this morning, our definition of hope is one thing, but the Bible's definition of hope is something entirely different. Entirely different. Unger's Bible Dictionary says hope is in the New Testament sense the expectation of good. This original word denotes a joyful and contented expectation of eternal salvation. There we got it again. In the Old Testament, hope is expressed by several different words such as safety, security, and trust, and those kind of things. The foundation head of hope is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. 1 Peter. Give me a little bit of time. I got a mark, but I just got to find them. 1 Peter 1, 3. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope. Into a living hope. Micah 7:7. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior, and my God will hear me. Micah related the hopelessness of the human condition around him. Despair and frustration and anxiety and all those things we worry about today. Are we not there? We must hope in God's sovereign justice. Our hope in God can inspire hope in others. Did you realize that? When we show hope, we give other people hope. That's what it's all about, helping others. God's faithful have only one hope, the one true God. Our hope in God is never wasted. He's bringing a time with no more confusion. Psalm 39, David said, "My hope is in you." So today, where do you look for hope? Where can you find hope? As we all know and have heard today, that hope is the first candle. The theme for this Advent season by the women of the Church of God is I got to read my notes. I'm sorry. Experiencing the world changer. Based on scripture is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But let me go one more verse. And this is what verse 7 says. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. We're talking about God's government and God's peace. That's not going to be any end. But what we're going through today, eventually, there will be an end. Eventually. We have to be patient. Trust God. And then we go on. My Bible dictionary, and I like it. Hope is the assurance that God grants eternal life to those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If we don't trust Him, we don't have no hope. Or we have the hope that people say, oh, I hope I get this, or I hope I do that, as the ladies read this morning. See, as believers, our trust and our hope is in Jesus Christ. The ancient prophet Isaiah described a little shoot of a plant. Life coming up out of a stump. From the family line of Jesse, father of David, where a tree had been cut down. You know what that tree was? The mighty nation of Israel. That's the tree that got cut down. New life would return. There is hope. In verse 1, chapter 11, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. And I would encourage all of you this morning, when you find time today, to read Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And then you'll see the whole story. That's why I'm not going to preach for 2 hours, okay? In those times when we don't know how to proceed, we can trust and rely on Christ. When we don't understand, we can rely on Christ. Did you catch the first name of Jesus in Isaiah 9:6? Wonderful Counselor. How many people do you know today that goes to counseling? Sometimes it does good and sometimes it doesn't do any good. And you know why? Because we don't listen. We don't pay any attention to what the counselors tell us to do. And that's the same way with Jesus a lot of times. We ask Him, but we don't listen. We don't wait. We just go. That's why we lose our hope. Wonderful Counselor. When we don't know the way to read, Jesus. Those four words, hope, peace, joy, and love, we use very casually. And when we use them, we assume we know what they mean. and we know what we are talking about, my friends, and I'm in the same boat. This isn't just about you. This is about me too. I'm in the same boat. I think I know what they mean, but really, do I? How many people know about God, but they don't know God? They don't know Him. We could spend a lot of time arguing about things, and that's part of it, because we think one way and this person thinks another and this person thinks another, and all we have is confusion and turmoil, and it just builds and goes and goes. If we took time to look and understand the Bible, it can show us clearly what these words mean, or should mean to us. The word hope is one that we use in a very different way than it's used in the Bible. When we say we have hope about something, we usually mean that there is no certainty that what we hope for will or won't happen. We are just expressing a preference for one outcome over another. Isn't that interesting? However, hope in the Bible has quite a different meaning. 1 Timothy 1:1, the Apostle Paul says, Jesus himself is our hope. And in Romans 5:5, he says that the hope that we have does not disappoint. That's the hope that we have in Christ that doesn't disappoint. The Bible teaches that our hope is not just a preference for a future outcome, but an assurance that what God has promised will come to pass. So when we read Isaiah 9:6, we can expect it to happen. And you know what? It did happen. There was a son born to us. Man's hope is usually built on what we expect, want, desire. But the Bible never allows the child of God to build our hope on the likes of man. But we are allowed to build our hope in the immutability of God. And I read that word and I said, and it's even a mouthful for me to say. And I said, what does it mean? You know what it means? Not capable of or susceptible to change. God never changes. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. What he says is true. I have never read a promise in the Bible that God has made that he didn't keep. We can trust him. He is who he says he is. He will not change. So where's your hope today? Is it wrapped in expectations of nice gifts under the tree? A new car? A new television? Where is your hope? Can you sing the solid rock song and sincerely say and believe that you stand on the solid rock of Christ. I sometimes wonder about myself, honestly. You know, there's none perfect. And you can be a pastor for 50 years, and I still don't think you're perfect. I'm sorry. That's just the way I read my Bible. There's only one perfect person. Now, I also believe that the only time we will be perfect is when we cross over. Then we will become perfect because God does not allow any sin in heaven. Oh, my friends. Is your hope hoping that all this stuff that's gone through today is going to be different tomorrow? Are you yourself today, right now, in any darkness? You know, there comes a time in our life when we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest with ourselves. There's always hope, but it's only in Christ. Only in Christ. Christmas hope is wonderful. Hope is salvation through Christ. He came to save us from death. He came to save us from hell. He came to save us for a heavenly home. Christmas hope is counseling. He has the spirit of counseling upon him. And we must seek his counseling concerning the issues of life. Christmas hope is peaceful. Look at the world today. We don't have to look very far, do we, and find out that it's not peaceful. His peace brings healing and health to our fragmented lives. All of us. Mine. Peace brings about prosperity by the hand of God. 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." See, he already wants us to have a good health. He wants us to have a good life. We can't have it without him. We have peace with God. We have peace with ourselves. And then we have peace with others. And the words in the Bible doesn't put out false things for us to do. Christmas hope is wrapped in the counsel of peace that Christ brings. God assures us of the unchangeable hope of Christmas that will anchor our souls in times like these. So today, as we begin anew, may we be reminded that the coming of Christ literally was a world changer. And it changed things forever. He is willing and ready to change our lives and give us hope right now. You know, after 2020, we've all experienced, I think, those words, world changer, may just impact us more deeply than perhaps ever before. We've been living in a world that has been deeply changed, aren't we? And none of us, including me, like change. Do we? Do you know anybody that likes change? I don't. I don't know anybody that doesn't like change. Some of humanity's biggest longings is security and belonging. Some of humanity's new defaults is shame and loneliness and addiction. I can only imagine that the addiction rate has really went up over the last 8-9 months. Our world changes when we turn our backs on these things. We turn our lives around and focus on Christ. How about all of us? You know the old cliche, it only takes a spark to get the fire going? How about all of us, you and me, return to our first love? What do you think would happen? Mike passed out a letter to you, but what I want you to do is to fold it. Don't look at it. Just fold it. You can read it after a while. And I ran across it while going through for my message today. So I want all of you just to close your eyes. Bow your head, close your eyes. Nobody looking around. Think about God. Concentrate on Him. Block everything else out. Don't worry about that dinner that might be on the stove that's burning. Let it burn. As long as it don't burn your house down. Think about God. And it's challenging to do this. But this is good news. He's talking to us. You and me. Look for God's face. Hear God's heart. I invite you to be vulnerable for the first time in a long time. And I promise you, as you turn towards Him, His face will not be still. It says, "Beloved child, do you know how much I adore you? When I look into your eyes, into your weary and beat up soul, do you know the joy that I feel? I see your struggle. I see the hurts and the pains. And I see the fear in your heart that maybe, somehow, I've turned my face away from you. Up until now, you have been resistant to my love. You've had your reasons. I know your struggle. But it's time for you to experience a love that you have only dreamed from a distance. This is what your soul has been longing for. It's what it has always longed for. This is the love that you have been searching for all your life in all the wrong places. I love you as you are right now, with all the scars and the mistakes. I look at you and I know the real you, not just a mask you put up to protect yourself. I love you far more than you even love yourself. You look in the mirror and you see distortions and fractures. You see the labels others have put on you and the doubts you've believed about yourself. You've worried you've messed it all up. Stop looking into dirty and broken mirrors. I invite you to see yourself as a reflection in my eyes. Then you will see yourself as I see you. I created you on purpose. I created you for so much more. I know your deepest fears and your doubts and your dysfunctions. And yet, I still see my child. My arms are open. There's nothing you can do to earn my love. It cannot be earned. It has already been paid for by my son on your behalf because of him. It is perfect, yours forever. But I get it. Love has betrayed you too often. It has cost you so much. It has left so many scars. It's scary to be vulnerable to such a love. You, no doubt, imagine that my love is just more the same, and I will eventually tire of you or be ashamed of what I see. You're afraid to look into my eyes and find that I am angry with you, but that will not happen. I only desire to honor you with a boundless love and glory. I want to restore you. You haven't known this love because you haven't asked me for it, and instead you pursued lesser loves, counterfeit gods. Hear this, know this. My love will not leave you as you are. My love heals. Do not look within or pursue more empty lovers. Come to me. Your soul is weary, but I offer loving water. Come and drink freely. Don't be ashamed. Come. It is time to leave the darkness and shadows that plague you and enter the light. I'm ready to show you a love that changes everything. God. So at the start of the Christmas season, my prayer is that you have heard about a new beginning. In these words, I hope that you feel something you haven't let yourself feel in a long time. Your struggles will come upon you like never before. Think about these words, this letter from God. I would encourage you to read it when things don't seem right and you need a world changer. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are our strength. You are all we need. You've given us already what we need. We need to focus on you. We need to return to our first love. We thank you, Father, for your many blessings. The blessings of the start of a new day. Father, may we walk with you as you walk with us. May we be in your presence, Lord, as you are ours. Help us, Father, to grow stronger in you. May God be gracious to us and bless us. Make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. And we ask all these things in Christ's precious name, the one who came and died and rose again, that we may have the hope of eternal life. Amen.
You're welcome to stand.